Hello and welcome. My name is Tessa and I'm here today to introduce and guide with a chakra aligning meditation that can help with many concerns, help with any focuses that you're working on, helping to just shift energy to go within. If this is something new, that's fine. You're in the right place. I wanted to start briefly just by introducing myself. My name is Tessa. I have a practice called Divine Alchemy in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I practice in a holistic studio called Aligned Alchemy. My focus is to introduce different tools, different practices, different rituals into helping anyone on their healing journey. Whether it's something that you're just stepping into or something that you're well into, I want to help to support in any way possible. And my whole goal with guiding meditations, with hypnotherapy, with body work, with herbalism, plant medicine, all the tools I offer, is to help to support those areas of healing, those areas where you may feel stuck or may feel a block, and to help process anything that's needed so that you can move forward in your path on life. And to enjoy this moment of this human experience and this brief time we have in this journey. So I wanted to just touch briefly on what is meditation or what is hypnosis, because they are very similar in what they do and how they support our mind, body, and spirit. And meditation is simply relaxing the conscious mind to work with more of the subconscious mind, to get out of our overwhelming or busy thoughts and to connect on a deeper level. And for many of us, that is a very hard practice, to sit, to be quiet, to be with self. But with practice, it becomes easier. And so I want to encourage you, if that is something that is difficult, it's these practices, whether guided or just trying to do it on your own, it is possible, and it is something that you can get with practice. So meditation is something I'm very, very passionate about. And this specific one is something I do with many clients. It is something to introduce not only the practice of meditation and relaxing the conscious mind, but really going within and connecting with the physical body, the energies in the body, introducing you to how to set intention and focus on each chakra, which is you may be asking, what is a chakra? Chakras are different vortexes of energy that are in the physical body, because as you may know, we are full of different energy. We radiate energy, we create energy, and energy is something that is always flowing through us. We are conduits of energy from the cosmos, from the higher energy. We connect to the earth energy, and the earth energy is constant as well. And so when we can align our own energies in our body, which is known as the chakra portals or vortexes, we can move easier in life. We can connect easier. We are guided easier. And so this meditation is something I hold very, very dear, and my clients that have experienced it really love it as well. And so without going too deep into what chakras are, I want you to imagine these different portals in specific areas of the body and how they may or may not flow. An example of that is if we're experiencing a certain emotion, such as maybe heartbreak or grief, we maybe feel that in our chest space. Our heart can physically ache or hurt. We may have trouble breathing because grief is an energy that's connected to lungs. So the chakras can become shut down, misaligned. They may flow slower, or energy may just be stuck there. And that's completely normal. We constantly shift and change through our experiences in life, through our emotion, through our lifestyle, through things that happen to us. These different points of energy can be affected. And they all flow together as well. So if you think of pogs in the body and how they flow in and out of each other, or like a serpent, these energies flow around these specific points, down and then up. And when we have certain blockages or experiences, it may not flow so easily. So these can also lead to things like certain ailments or illnesses. Energetically speaking, that's what anxiety is, or any kind of feeling of being overwhelmed. That is stuck energy in the body. And so with this practice, my whole focus is to help realign those points of energy or vortexes, to really help them become centered, to become vibrant and aligned so that your energy can flow freely and balanced. So with that, let's get started. Go ahead and find a comfortable position, whether sitting in a chair or lying down in a comfortable space. Find a space in which you will not be interrupted. Shut down your phone. Turn it off if you're able to. And hopefully you can listen to this through another means, maybe through your computer. If you are listening on your phone, be sure to silence. And be sure to make yourself comfortable in any way that is best. Maybe get a cozy blanket. Prop your head so that you can rest your neck and head comfortably. Make sure the temperature is just right for you. And with that, let's just start to tap in and connect with our breath. So whatever way that feels good, if it's comfortable in this moment, go ahead and close your eyes. If you're not quite ready for that, just simply find an object or an image and just relax your gaze. With connecting with breath, don't do anything that's forceful. Just simply start to breathe in through your nose. And just let your breath go. If you can, continue breathing in through your nose and out through your nose. That's great. If you're having a hard time connecting with your breath, try breathing in through your nose and letting out a sigh through your mouth. Good. Maybe continue doing that, in through your nose and out through your mouth, until you start to feel a little more settled. until you can easily start to breathe in through your nose. Hold simply at the top and exhale out of the nose. Good. Continue that breath in through the nose, holding at the top. And on this next exhale, I want you to try to elongate it. Letting go, letting your body go, relax, pushing all the old air out. So that on the next inhale, your breath is longer, slower, deeper. Hold at the top. Exhale slowly. Good. Simply continue with those long breaths. On your next exhale, I want you to squeeze your shoulders up and then drop them. So on the inhale, maybe drawing your shoulders up, holding, and on the exhale, letting them fall. This is a great practice to do in moments of stress. Bringing your shoulders up on an inhale, and on the exhale, just letting them fall. Good. Most guided chakra meditations will start from the root, the base of the spine, and go up to the crown or the top of the head. I actually work opposite. My focus on that is to draw energy from the cosmos, from your higher self, pulling it down through the body, through each energy point, and rooting into the earth. That is how we can draw energy from our busy minds down to feel more relaxed, to feel more grounded. So continue with those breaths. If it's comfortable, go ahead and close your eyes if you haven't done so. And on the next inhale, I want you to imagine breathing in, drawing in energy into the top of the head. And in this space that sits at the top of the head, there is an energy point that is referred to as the crown chakra. It is also known as a thousand-petal lotus. It sits just like a crown at the top of the head. Try to breathe into this space. Simply get a feeling or a sensation of this space. What does it feel like? Is it open? Is it tilted? Is it vibrating or moving? As you breathe into this space, I want you to imagine a beautiful white light that is infusing this vortex of energy. This energy point is what connects us to our higher selves, our spiritual selves. It is what connects us to the universe, to God, to divine energy. It is a beautiful white light. And it is where we can tap in to draw energy when needed. On your next inhale, imagine this white light infusing, growing, aligning this energy. This white light grows, becomes very vibrant, illuminated, peaceful. This energy point is connected to the affirmation, I am. So with breath, in your mind's eye, you can repeat that affirmation, breathing into this space, the affirmation, I am. And on your next inhale, that energy drops simply into the brain. It flows or pours from the crown into what's known as the third eye point, the third eye chakra. I call it our first eye. This energy point sits deep in the brain and connected to the pituitary gland. This first eye point is connected to the affirmation of I see. It is a beautiful, vibrant indigo blue. It is the source of our inner voice, our intuition. It is part of how we are guided. And if we listen, it is always with us. This indigo blue color becomes vibrant, aligned, centered. And as you breathe in, you get a sense of it becoming illuminated. Knowing that your intuition is your truth and that your higher self is what guides, all you have to do is listen. And as you breathe in, you get a sensation deep into your brain of this first eye point, this vibrant indigo blue that is connected to the affirmation, I see. As you breathe in, repeat that in your mind, I see. Trusting and knowing that you have that inner voice that guides you. As you breathe in, you feel it connect into the crown. Connected to the infinite. And as you draw in your next breath, you pour in energy through the crown. Of I am, and it falls into the first eye of I see, and it flows down into the throat point, this energy point or vortex is the throat chakra, it is a beautiful vibrant turquoise. This energy point is connected to how we speak our truth, how we share our creativity and our thoughts, and also how we are heard. This energy point on so many can become shut down. But through this practice and simply bringing intention into this point, you can open it. You can breathe vibrant energy. You can know through your guidance that you speak your truth. As you breathe into this space, you draw in energy connected to the affirmation of I speak. You can repeat that in your mind. As you breathe in, feel this point becoming aligned, centered. This turquoise color shines, radiates, and is connected to the indigo blue of your intuition and your first eye, which is connected to the crown, the white energy, the divinity of I am. And draws in beautiful healing energy from the crown, dropping into the first eye, pouring down into the throat. All these points become open, aligned. And your next breath draws you down into your chest. This point is known as the heart chakra. It is the center of all seven points, and it is what connects you to your higher points and also your lower. This chest point or heart point is what radiates frequency that surrounds us. It's what interacts with others. And it is how we heal so much. This point is a beautiful, vibrant emerald green and is connected to the affirmation of I love. And as you breathe in, you feel this point become open, vibrant, aligned, shifting in any way it needs. If you need to place your hands on your heart, you can. Breathe into this space and feel this emerald green energy grow. For this point is connected to love of self, love of others, love of living beings and the earth. And is now balanced, aligned, centered. This energy flows freely, protecting and illuminating out into the world. This beautiful green emerald energy is connected to I love. On your next inhale, I want you to really breathe into this space, repeating, I love. Good. This green love energy flows freely up into the throat, connected to this turquoise energy of I speak. Speaking from love, speaking of your truth. To continue to breathe, this energy flows up into your indigo blue first eye. This point of intuition and knowing, being guided, and the knowing of I see. And this energy flows and connects freely up into the crown. This thousand petal lotus that connects you to divinity and beyond. It's where you draw in your next breath of energy that pours down from the crown into your first eye, into your throat, pouring deeply into your chest. Feel these points flowing together freely, unstuck, balanced, and your next breath pours down into the next point that sits just below your diaphragm. This point is the first of three that connects you to your reptilian mind, to the points that are more survival focused, more aligned with how we ground and stay grounded. This energy point is known as the solar plexus chakra. It is a beautiful, vibrant yellow. This point is connected to how we move forward in this life. It is connected to our motivation, to how we step into our knowing and onto our path. It is what pulls us forward into the work, into the experiences of this lifetime. This beautiful, vibrant, sunny yellow energy is aligned with the affirmation, I do. On your next inhale, connect to this point. Breathe deeply into it. Feel its vibrancy aligning, attuning with your knowing of how you step onto your path. This beautiful yellow energy is connected to I do. Repeat it once more. Knowing that you are capable of all things, that you know the steps, you know how to listen because you are divinely guided. And this yellow energy connects to the green energy of I love. You move in love. You do in love. And flows up into the throat of I speak. The turquoise energy connected to being heard, to having your voice that flows up into the brain, the indigo blue of eye C, the first eye, knowing that you are divinely guided, that you are protected, and you do know your path. This flows to the crown, the white energy of I am. The white divinity of the cosmos that you are connected to and part of. Your next energy draws you down through the crown, through first eye, pouring into throat, sinking into heart, moving down into solar plexus. Your next breath brings you down to the next point, known as the sacral chakra. This point sits just below your belly button and is connected to the affirmation, I feel. It is a beautiful, vibrant orange color. And connected to so much of who we are. It is the seed of creation of life, creation of self. This orange energy is how we connect to so much that we experience in this life journey. Your next breath connects you with this orange healing energy of I feel. Go ahead and breathe that in, I feel. You can put your hands there if that helps with your focus. Breathing in healing, aligning energy. Good. So orange energy connects to solar plexus of I do. Flowing up into the green heart space of I love. Freely moving into the throat of I speak. Moving up into the first eye of I see, up into the crown of I am, connecting to the universe and beyond. Your next breath draws in that energy, moving through crown, first eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral, sinking in down into the root of your spine. This energy vortex is known as the root chakra. It sits at the base of your spine. It flows in the same manner that the crown chakra flows. It is what connects all of these points and continues with your energy down your legs, down your calves and shins, pouring into your feet, and pouring out each toe, plugging into the earth. This ruby red energy is what connects you to the earth energy, It is what connects you onto your path of purpose. It is what connects you to all the healing energy of this planet. This ruby red energy is connected to the affirmation of I am, similar to the chakra of the crown. Both connected to I am, the knowing that you are who you are with a purpose and a passion. This red energy is aligned and attuned as you breathe deeply into this space, knowing that you are. You can repeat, I am. Feeling its ruby red energy growing, flowing, connecting you to the earth. For you are a conduit between the earth and the universe. Your next breath, I want you to draw in from the earth through your toes, up your legs, into this point. This root energy of ruby red knowing of I am grounds and connects, bringing you peace, calm, knowing. And it flows up into your orange sacral point of I feel, moving up into solar plexus of I do, this energy point, this vibrant yellow of I do, flows up into the green point, your heart point of I love. As that green emerald vibrancy flows freely out into the world, you know that you are made from love. You are love, and you move in love. This energy continues up into the throat. The turquoise energy of I speak. Speaking your truth, your knowing. Flowing up into your first eye of your intuition. Trusting your inner voice that guides you. Helping you see beyond what is physical. Trusting, knowing. And all these energies connect up to the crown chakra of I am. This crown that protects you and covers you in white light. It is what connects you to the universe and beyond. It is what guides. This energy flows freely when needed. At any time, you can draw from this point down, tapping into each of these energy vortexes, reminding yourself that you are balanced and aligned, that each of these points are vibrant and attuned, flowing freely just as they should. Anytime you feel stuck or off, This is a reminder. You can draw energy down, or you can draw energy up from the earth when you need to feel grounded, when you need to feel settled. This energy is also here for you when needed. This meditation is here for you anytime you need. And with practice, you can actually visualize and walk yourself into this meditation. Guide yourself as needed, knowing that you are attuned, that these points are aligned with your divine self, with your true self. Take a few breaths, knowing that this is so. That this state of balance is always possible. That all things are possible. If you just listen. Getting quiet reveals so much. It can give answers, clarity, balance. Practice this imagery as needed, when needed. And with one last deep inhale, breathe in gratitude for this moment, this experience, knowing that it is always with you when needed. And when you're ready, gently just start to come back into your body, back into the room, maybe wiggling your toes or your fingers, being gentle with yourself for the rest of the day, doing things that only feel good and aligned with your true self, with your balanced self. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes, moving gently, slowly. Take time to come back into this present moment. As always, I'm here for any questions, any support needed. You can reach out anytime. You can find me online at thealignedalchemy.com. You can email Tessa@thealignedalchemy.com. Thank you so much for letting me guide, for being open to this experience. And I look forward to working with you again. Enjoy your day. Many blessings.